Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. I'm Joffrey McClung. Well, spring is finally here. I adore spring, second only to the summer. Spring reminds me that we all get to begin again after a long, dark, cold winter. It reminds me that out of the inner work we've done, things will begin to grow and blossom within our lives. Spring is also the time we begin to spend more outdoor time, enjoying the earth, the grass, the trees as they begin to blossom again. Spring gives us a sense of renewal and rebirth and reminds us all that no matter how hard the metaphorical winter was, we get another chance to blossom again. Now, for many reasons, here's one of my favorite quotes about spring. Flowers don't worry about how they're going to bloom. They just open up and turn toward the light, and that makes them beautiful. Now, I believe that's true for all of us, especially for those of us who are connecting back to self-love. So my hope for all of you listening is that this spring will open you up to your grandness, your beauty, your magnificence, and to remind you all, as you're working on returning back to self-love, that you are lovable, loving, and loved beyond measure. Now, I'm very excited about this Inspires Me segment this month. It's going to highlight the importance of 5 minutes and how 5 minutes can enrich your life. And in the Spiritual Homework segment, I'm going to be discussing another component vital to self-love, and that is self-honesty. Now, I think that that's something the author we're going to be speaking with momentarily may have some opinions on. The author is Laura Brennan Ballett, who wrote The Science of Empowerment, which asks you negative, positive, neutral, which one are you? As a global ambassador for life, transformational empowerment, and human awareness, Laura's skill set, gathered wisdom, and personal discipline to advance human potential is evident in her creative work. The care, consideration, and genuine thoughtfulness of supporting and exploring an empowered life. Laura, I believe your last name is Ballet. Is that correct?
Yes, like the dance.
I figured I mispronounced it. That's why I had to say it's Laura Brennan Ballet that wrote The Science of Empowerment. Well, Laura, welcome to my show.
Oh, thank you, Joffrey. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I'm going to start it out the way I start out everything. Where were you born, and what did you dream of becoming when you grew up?
Yes, and I love the beginning of your show. I'm inspired and feel empowered just listening. So wonderful.
Oh, yay.
yes, amazing. I was born in Connecticut on the East Coast. And believe it or not, in fourth grade, I said I was going to write a book and change the world. Life got in the way.
In fourth grade?
Fourth grade, 9 years old, Mr. Grenfell's class. I actually wrote a mini empowerment book back then. I have no idea where it is now. But yeah, I was tapping into something even way back then.
How wild. I think that's pretty, well, obviously you came in to do this. If you knew it when you were, in fourth grade that you knew you came to do something specific. Well, okay, so you grew up in Connecticut. What were your parents like and, how did they treat you?
Yes. Well, my mom and my biological parents got divorced when I was very young, but I stayed connected with my bio dad, lived with my mom my whole life, and my stepfather. I'm one of those probably outlier kids in the world that will say I am so happy that my parents separated because I have two of the most phenomenal step-parents in the world. So even though there was divorce in the family, I was so young and there was so much love that it didn't really affect me, I would say, too negatively. And my parents really fostered independence. They just, my brother and I, they just kind of let us go. We were self-thinking little humans from a very early age. So we had a lot of freedom and a lot of opportunity to be creative with the way we personally saw the world and moved through it.
That is pretty fantastic. So you had basically two sets of parents, basically.
Yes.
I think that's,
yes.
You loved them all.
Yes.
I think that's pretty
not
cool. Tell
that,
me about your, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, not that everything is always easy and we weren't without, you know, challenges and family, you know, dysfunction, but there was love. There was always love. And I think that's what, you know, saved a lot of the dysfunction, elevated it to a level where we could work through different things and, you know, again, really be independent thinkers and find our way in the world.
Well, I think you obviously chose the correct parents to be born to, that's for sure. Well, tell us about your brother. How old is your brother, younger or older?
Yes, so my brother is younger than I am by 4 years, but very cool story. He was the creator of the J3=E, which is in the book, and it just sparked this 5-year journey for me to write The Science of Empowerment. And we've always been pretty close. We're super close now. But we kind of travel into the quantum worlds of possibilities, so we have some very unique, empowering conversations together.
Oh, that is really cool. Now, is your brother in psychology? What does your brother do?
No, so my brother is a former USA gymnastics coach. He works with our Olympic team, and he still trains some of the Olympians, not in the gymnastics world, but professional football players, tennis, Olympic losers, baseball players. He owns a neuromuscular training facility, and we work this mindset material with all of our clients.
Oh, that is so fantastic. All right, so you grew up in Connecticut. You were able to do what you wanted to do as a child. You were a young adult in a little kid's body. Did you go to college?
No, I did not go to university. I opened up my own home service business when I was 14.
Sounds
kind of strange, but I loved cleaning houses. I loved organizing them, designing them, anything to do with houses, probably because my uncle was a realtor and a builder. And my mom was an artist and a designer. And so I started my own business. And I just kind of moved from there and didn't look back. I actually graduated from school 1 year early, high school, and just always owned some small version of a creative business.
Well, I mean, at 14, you had your own bit. I definitely say you were empowered very young, Laura. All right, so your brother was 4 years younger, except that he works with athletes. And then he came up with JKL principles. Is that right? J-E-K-L.
Yep, that's Jekyll, and that's an acronym for the four most important people in his life for different reasons. And the halo, if you see the logo, there's like a halo above and below that represents our mom and my stepfather, which is Christopher's biological father. But I lived with him since I was like 2 years old, so he was my dad too.
Of course. Well, that is pretty cool. Okay, so you owned a lot of businesses. Then your brother ends up doing his work on these principles. And did that spur you to write this book? I mean, what caused you? What was the first initial idea? Well, obviously, you wrote one in fourth grade. Obviously, you came to write an empowerment book. But what spurred you to write this book?
Yeah, again, knowing that my brother was out in the world working with individuals that were already primed for excellence, when he left that world and he moved back home here to Connecticut and he opened up his neuromuscular training facility, of course, I started hanging out and working out with him, and then I started training. I started to see how mindset really affected the physiology, the cellular makeup, the habit, the patterns of everyone coming in to the facility. And he just one day put together this very unique formula. He had been working on it for a while, basically from all of the, I would say, 2.5 decades of work that he had done with athletes. And I said, you know, brother, how would this work with everyday people like me, just a regular person, not already, you know, in that mindset, say like a Tiger Woods or a Michael Jordan, just
excelling,
everyday person.
Yeah.
And so I started.
What did he say?
Buying it. Say that again?
I said, what did he say when you asked him how would this work with ordinary people?
So he said yes, and he actually said you need to write a book because Christopher speaking, everybody kind of glosses over. One of his partners is a professor at Harvard, and they just go into the quantum fields of everything. And me, I can hear it, but I can also put it into a language and a terminology that someone will understand. So he, you know, he would hear me speaking to people, and he would say, sister, and we call each other brother, sister. He would say, you have to write a book. Just write the book. And he was pretty much on my heels for a long time, and life got in the way. And then finally, I couldn't handle everyone telling me to write the book anymore. And I sat down, and I began to write it and finished it 5 years later, actually on Independence Day.
That's very crucial. Yes, that's very, oh, that's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah.
So you wrote the book because your people kept telling you to write the darn book. So you finally sat down and wrote the book. All right. So, now the JKL principles, which are awareness, willingness, accountability, critical thinking, and energy.
Yeah.
Are part of that, correct? All right. So tell me, out of all of these, now we're going to talk about some of these individually, but if you had to say out of all of these principles, which are awareness, willingness, accountability, critical thinking, and energy, what do you think is the most vital towards empowerment?
Well, that is a challenging question because they're all, right, they're like a baby to me because I understand there's a reason why those five were put together. So when you look at the Jekyll principles and then you put them into the understanding of a negative, positive, or neutral mindset, they begin to make sense. But if I have to pick one in the moment, I would say energy. And, of course, energy is in everything. We are energy beings. And until we understand how energy is a directive to negative or positive happiness, experiences, interactions, reactions, we seem to be at the mercy of some negativity.
Yeah, okay. I would have said, now for me, only because I would say accountability is vital, because I'm going to talk about that later today. Maybe that's why it jumped out at me. I'm going to be talking about self-honesty. So awareness, obviously, but accountability is also part of your self-honesty. I love these principles, awareness, willingness. Now talk about a little bit about willingness.
Yes, I love willingness, right? Because this is really doing something without being forced. It is a decision, an intention to do an act or to be in a certain way because it's something that you're connected with. And so to be willing, and then fill in that blank, right? To be willing to move beyond my comfort zone, to be willing to forgive, to be willing to create or leave a job, let go of an unhealthy relationship. It's so important to understand that this is self-directed. And I love that because then that supports the accountability and the awareness.
Yeah, I think willingness is vital. I hear many people saying, well, I can't. Well, no, as long as you say you can't, you won't. So I mean, that's the truth
exactly.
of the matter. And you have to be willing to make changes. You have to be willing to own your truth. You have to be willing to own your hurt. I come from my viewpoint with self-love. I come more from a spiritual viewpoint, which deals with emotions as well. You come, I think, more from a mental standpoint, which I think is just as vital. Not one is more important than the other. But I love the willingness. And accountability. Let's talk a little bit about accountability.
This is a strong powerhouse. And I love how you just brought that up. I'm actually a very spiritual human being. When I talk about the formula and the book and the writing, the written energy, when people read the book, they will know that I absolutely tapped into, you can say, God force, universal force.
Oh, I got that. I got that when I read
yep.
it, definitely.
Yep, so yeah. that emotionality is so strong. But when you're thinking about accountability, this is where negative emotions, the pattern of thinking, the story that we tell ourselves, this is where it can be, right, disempowering rather than empowering. So full-on accountability is understanding that you have the potential to fill in the blanks as you see fit. Of course, being respective to the collective well-being, but it's really about becoming a self-actualized thinking human being, and no one can do this for us. We have to be accountable to how we move through this human condition.
Oh, I think definitely, that's one of the biggest things, I think, in my second chapter in my book, The Heart of the Matter. It's about emotions, but it's about asking yourself true questions so that you can become accountable for what
yes.
you've done. And then once you're accountable, you can have compassion for yourself, and you can forgive yourself, and you can move forward. That's just kind of how I dealt with it. But I love what you do with your book, so I'm not saying yours
mm-hmm.
is wrong by any means. All right, so we've got a few more minutes before we go to commercial. Explain the difference between positive, negative, and neutral mindset.
Yeah, so this is wonderful. When you're talking also about self-love, I just did an hour-long talk at a summit on self-love. So without it, nothing moves forward. So I love your book and how it really conveys the importance of that. Negative, positive, neutral, these energies, if, you know, we're so accustomed to staying in what is familiar, and for most of us, that familiar terrain stays in the negative scale or the negative zone. And when we really want to experience a fulfilling life, a happy life, an evolving life, we need to move through the negative zone and then neutralize it. Most of us cannot go from negative to positive thoughts, behaviors, actions. We needed to place neutrality in the middle of the quantum field because we're just reactive because we're emotional. So this way, if something is happening in our life and we know we're in a negative spot and we just cannot shake it off, we at least can apply tools and techniques and modalities, and we can neutralize the energetic structure of negativity and calm it down for a moment. It then allows us to close the gap to experiencing a more positive interaction or positive thinking process. So it's not such a jump. You know, if you look at a scale from 1 to 10, neutrality is in that 5 to 6 range. So we can understand, you know, moving over that hump becomes easier the closer we get to the positive end of the scale. And neutral energy, neutral thought processes allow us to experience a more positive outcome.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I remember I took some seminar way back when, and they were talking about going from, if you're in anger or rage, you can't go from anger and rage to joy. You have to go from anger to rage to even disappointment, a higher level than anger and rage. And they, you go from that, you slowly go up towards joy. You can't go from anger to joy. So I think that's completely right. You need that neutral mindset, so you can hopefully step into the positive. I think the positive
right.
is the goal. Alright, so let me ask you this. You say in your book, and I like your little sayings you have throughout the book, the little little mindsets. Why is it important not to be a complacent bystander in your life? I love that one.
Yes, I love that quote. Yeah, so those are power quotes that we pulled out from all the verses and the chapters, because we are meant for something greater. And yes, tapping into the brilliance, tapping into the genius, tapping into your personal potential. When you become a complacent bystander, you settle for what is. And you
mm-hmm.
really do waste the opportunity of human potentiality and really discovering who you can be and what you can contribute to the world. And it doesn't have to be big and on a global scale. It just being a better parent, being a better sibling, being a kinder neighbor, however you want to look
being
at it.
Being kinder to yourself.
Yes. Oh, well, without a doubt, yes. First and foremost, oh, yeah. Most important relationship in the world. Otherwise, right, we're not authentic when we go out and speak it or teach it to others. So, yeah, just don't be a complacent bystander.
I love those. I like the fact you called them power quotes. I think that's a perfect way of saying them. Laura, we're going to take a commercial, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the book, The Science of Empowerment. We're talking with Laura Brennan Ballet, who wrote the book, The Science of Empowerment. We'll be back after this commercial. I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
No matter what is happening on the outside, to make a difference, work on the inside. You are part of the fabric of life. Have a positive impact on yourself and others. Take a break from the dark side. Listen to the positive side of podcasts. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Spiritual Common Sense. I'm Joffrey McClung. Okay, we are speaking with Laura Brennan Ballet, who wrote the book, The Science of Empowerment. Laura, in the book, how does mind, body, and consciousness, awareness, support our self-evolutionary journey, or as I put it, to become who we were meant to be before time in the world made you forget? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, really, I think this is taking that 360 view, not just breaking apart my mind has a mind of its own, or my body, I can't really take care of it in the way I want to, or my consciousness, what is that? I don't even know how to connect to it, or spirit. I think when we take a step back and we begin to open up a new perspective that we are interconnected within ourselves, the mind thinks, the brain records, the body follows the messaging of our thought process, right? We actually can have directive or positive influence over how healthy we are. And then that beautiful soul, spirit, consciousness is always nudging at us. Most of us either don't want to hear it, or we're too numbed out, or we don't know what to do with it. But looking at how mind, body, and consciousness works together to elevate us to a, again, to a higher vibration or a higher frequency, or maybe a unique understanding that we are more than what is at face value. We do not have to become the story of our past, the patterns of unhealthy thinking, the habits of maybe some misguided, you know, behaviors. We really do have the, not only the potential, but I personally believe it's kind of our birthright. It's coded there within the DNA to tap into that self-evolutionary pathway. And we do this by focusing and tuning into all three aspects, however the individual may look at that. As I said, someone may look at it through the religious, you know, lens, or a universal lens, or a science-based lens, or just a human lens. But understand that all three have a place in the human condition and have an absolute place within the experience of how we can elevate or evolve while we're here.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I would say more mind, heart, and consciousness. That's how I wrote my book. I include the heart work in there, but I love your book. I think it's great. I think it gets us to a higher level of thinking, a more expansive way of thinking, which I think is vital. So let me ask you, why do you think so many people deny their potential? Because I see it every day. I mean, I've done it in the past, and we've all done it at different times of our lives. But why is that?
Yeah, we all have, that's for sure, and probably most of us still are challenged
with
that. Right, yeah, absolutely. We just live in a world where it's magnified, I think, even now more than, you know, of recent times. I really truly believe that we deny it because we just don't know how to tap into it, how to tune into it. I just feel in my heart that we become these walking algorithms of someone else's thinking. And this is not to blame our parents or our grandparents, but, you know, we're so influenced by outside forces that we become what we see or what we hear. And we're not really taught that you personally have the ability, the potential to expand out from what you just heard. Question it, right? Don't become part of the herd. Step outside. Become that outlier. You know, shift different lanes. How, again, everyone has a different lexicon. But I think we deny our potential because it's easier. It's just easier to stay mired down in the muck than it is to rise above it. And I see this in my clients and leadership and all over the globe. It's a universal challenge, but what makes someone step outside of their comfort zone and challenge that potential is what creates those of us that do. And then we want to help the people that stay in that status quo.
Well, you said that quite beautifully. I have to give you kudos on that one, Laura. All right, well, let me ask you this. What is the one empowering recommendation you can offer to our listeners that they can take away, maybe slightly improve their lives?
Yeah, I'm going to use a question I was just asked the other day. What is my newest superpower? Because I'm always evolving and expanding. And if I could give the listening audience one tool, it would be to study what neutrality can mean for you. Neutral all of your experiences. Neutral through all of your interactions. Learn what it is to bring that energy of balance, of centeredness, of harmony, of calm into areas that are fragmented or dysfunctional or chaotic. We all know what that may look like for us as individuals. But I would say take on neutrality as a new superpower.
Oh, I think that's quite brilliantly said as well. Well, let me ask you this. How do you, okay, we want to stay neutral, but how do you stay, let's say you're in a positive thinking, you're positive, you're happy, you're, how do you stay that way in a negative environment?
Yeah, I run through the formula. I do this with my husband, with my children, with my clients, everywhere. I can be out in a grocery store and I see something, I will run through. What am I aware of in the moment? What am I willing to do about this environment? What is my accountability in it? Am I emotional about it, or am I thinking with positive intelligence, i.e. critical thinking? And what energy am I contributing to this environment, negative, positive, neutral? So I'm always running the principles and the J3 equals E formula. And when you move through those five principles and you begin to understand that you are always, even if you don't feel this, you are always in the power seat of choice as to which energy, which structure of energy you want to mm-hmm. align yourself with. And this is a very empowering mindset to begin to study, to experiment with, and to apply in all situations. So well, I tend to stay neutral pretty much all the time. And if I start to fall into a negative aspect or behavior or thought process,
right.
I remind myself very quickly. I run through it, I'm neutral, and then I get right back to positive.
Well, you said that quite beautifully. Where can we get your book and where can we follow you?
Sure, www.thescienceofempowerment.com. That's my website. The book is on Amazon, and there's an area on my website that I have readership all over the world. They send me wonderful messages. I reach back.
All right, well, that's fantastic. We've been talking with Laura Ballet. Get her book, and we're going to go to commercial now. Thanks so much.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
This is Joffrey McClung on Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. This month's inspiration is 5 minutes. Now, we've all heard that it's important to live in the moment and not live in the future or get stuck in the past. There's also another reason to live in the moment, not to miss a moment that may slip by you. And sometimes it only takes 5 minutes. Here's a story that highlights the importance of living in the moment. It was a cozy morning in the winter, and sun rays were giving a soothing effect on the body. Robert took out some time from his busy schedule and went to the park near his house. His 5-year-old daughter, Claudia, was insisting to him that she wanted to play in the playground of the garden. They reached the park, and Claudia started playing on a toy bike in the garden. Robert sat on the bench near the playground and started observing his daughter. After a half an hour, a young woman came and sat down next to Robert. Robert was feeling quite happy while he was looking towards his daughter. The lady sitting next to him smiled and said, "Oh, that's my son over there." She pointed to a little chubby boy in a blue sweater who was gliding down the slide. "Ah, oh, he's a cute little boy," Robert said. "That's my daughter on the bike in the pink dress." Then, looking at his watch, Robert called to his daughter. "What do you say, Claudia? Should we go now?" Claudia pleaded, "No, just 5 more minutes, Dad. Please, just 5 more minutes. Robert nodded, and Claudia continued to ride her bike to her heart's content. 15 minutes passed, and Robert stood and called again to his daughter. "Come on, Claudia. It's time to go now." Claudia again pleaded, 5 more minutes, Dad. 5 more minutes. Robert smiled and said, "Okay, sweetheart." Claudia continued playing. She was really enjoying herself, and Robert was smiling while watching her. His eyes were filled with happiness. After 15 minutes or so, the same thing got repeated. Robert called Claudia, and she pleaded to allow her to play for a few more minutes. Robert happily permitted her to play for some more time. Now, the woman sitting next to Robert was observing all of this and was quite surprised with the behavior of Robert. She said, "You certainly are a patient father. I appreciate your efforts to entertain your daughter's request again and again with a smiling face. If I had been in your place, I would have certainly been annoyed by now." Robert smiled and then replied, "Her older brother, John, was killed by a drunk driver last year while he was riding his bike and coming back home. I never spent much time with John, and now I would give anything for spending just 5 more minutes with him. I vowed not to make the same mistake with Claudia. She thinks she has 5 more minutes to ride her bike. The truth is, I get 5 more minutes to watch her play." I love this story because it shows not only the reason to live in the moment, but by living in the moment, you actually add more happiness to your life. The last line of this story, that the little girl gets to ride her bike for 5 more minutes, but her father gets to watch her play for 5 more minutes, really touches my heart. We spend so much time working, trying to get ahead, that we miss those little moments where happiness can fill our eyes just by being in the moment and observing what's going on. I think one of my most important living in the moments, and it took less than 5 minutes, was when my mother was dying. We both knew it was coming, and both of our hearts were breaking, knowing we would not see each other again until I, too, passed over. My mom had gotten into bed, and I had given her pills and came back and sat down next to her on the bed. I don't know what caused me to do this. I really don't. It was not a planned moment. It literally just happened. But we ended up looking into each other's eyes. We looked deeply into each other's eyes for over a minute. No words were said. We just lost ourselves in each other's eyes. It was the most beautiful, heartwarming, and actually nurturing moment we had during her cancer. We openly, with no hesitation, shared our love and our gratitude for each other with our smiling eyes. Living in the moment, it comes fairly easy for me. I think it has to do with my energy of play. Play has been a driving force in my life, whether it's in a job or in a relationship. As long as there's a sense of play, I am open to it. Now, I know many people who have difficulty living in the moment. I have a friend who is constantly looking at what comes towards him so he can be prepared. That's not living in the moment. That's planning for what trouble may come. I cannot tell you how many times I would put my hand on his knee to keep it from bouncing up and down as he sat there. His knee would just be going up and down continuously. That's how nervous he was. Even when we went to a garden, rather than walking together arm in arm, noticing the beauty, it became about getting the perfect picture, which frankly took a little bit of the joy away from me, just for a moment. So I ended up walking alone through the garden while he worked on getting the perfect, perfect picture. Living in the moment is being wide open to what's going on around you and engaging with the people who are right in front of you rather than being on your phone or looking for something in your handbag or taking the perfect picture. Living in the moment is about being present in the moment. I still laugh to myself about the people who yak on their phones as they're taking their morning walks. I wonder how many people missed the beautiful egret that was on the lake, slowly taking off to the sky. I wondered how many missed hearing the little kids laughing in the park as they were walking home. And I wonder how many missed just being with themselves and enjoying themselves instead of yakking about nonsense on the phone. Wayne Dreyer said, "Stop acting as life is a rehearsal. Live this day as if it were your last. The past is over and gone. The future is not guaranteed. Live this day as if it's your last," which is exactly what the father did with the little girl. He was not going to miss watching his daughter play joyfully in the garden. And when he watched her playing, he was filled with joy of his own. Every moment has the possibility of being a beautiful moment. But this only happens if you're living in the moment. And that's why 5 minutes is this month's inspiration. Because it reminds us to allow every moment to become a beautiful, loving moment that our hearts and our souls will never forget. I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is SpiritualLife.com.
If you want a master class on how laws can become your greatest teacher, then get the book, How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live, by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love, by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love, on Amazon.com.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hi, I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. This month's spiritual homework is another component necessary for self-love. Now, in the past, I've discussed self-compassion, self-forgiveness, and self-appreciation. Now I'm going to share with you the importance of self-honesty. Honesty is described in the dictionary as being free of deceit and untruthfulness. Now, most of us were raised to be honest with those around us, and most of us do our best to be honest. However, how many of us are dishonest with ourselves? It is so easy to shove our thoughts and feelings down and to keep moving forward, to not look at what's disturbing us underneath the surface. But if you want to move back into self-love, you have to discover what's holding you back. And for many of us, it's our inability to be honest with ourselves. How many times do you blame someone for what you're feeling? How many times do you not question what you believe? How many times do you say you're doing fine when you're actually not doing fine at all? Now, I want to be clear here. I'm not talking about whether you are honest with another human being. Hopefully you are. I'm talking about whether you are honest with yourself. When I was working on returning to self-love, I had to become brutally honest with myself about my feelings, my thoughts, and my beliefs. It was not fun work. It was so much easier to blame somebody for what you're feeling rather than going underneath what you're feeling to discover what needs healing in you. I blamed angry people for making me feel bad. I blamed angry people for my lack of self-worth. I blamed angry people instead of looking at my own inner bully. I blamed angry people for everything I did not want to own about myself. But once I began to roll up my sleeves and do the hard work, I discovered many truths about myself. I discovered that angry people did not take my worth away. I allowed their energy to define me, not myself. And that was on me, not on the angry people. If my feelings were hurt, I blamed the person who hurt my feelings rather than going within and discovering what needed healing and love inside of me. Again, it was hard work, but vital work in order to return to self-love. When I was working on my beliefs, I had to own that those were my beliefs. Yes, somebody perhaps presented them to me as a child, but I continued to carry them forward. And many of those beliefs were not loving beliefs. And they kept me in a small box. So I rolled up my sleeves and I did the work on my beliefs, deciding what I wanted to believe about this loving universe and my place in it. When I was working on my shadow work, I had to realize that I too had anger inside of me and that I could become a bully at times. What I discovered is that underneath every bully is a person full of fear or hurt. So rather than giving myself permission to be a bully, after all, they deserved it, I began to heal the fear and the hurt. And that's when I began to become free. Again, this is not easy work, but it's important work. To be honest with yourself is actually one of the greatest steps you can take towards your freedom and your ability to reconnect to self-love. Now, here's a short story that highlights the importance of being honest with yourself. Just assume the emperor and the boy are pieces of the same person. The emperor of a kingdom gathered the youth in his palace. "One of you will replace me as an emperor one day," he proclaimed. "Whoever can grow their seed the best in a year will become my successor." Everyone in attendance got one pot of seed to bring home. A boy brought home his pot of seed, excited to watch it grow. After a few weeks of watering and tending to the pot, he saw no changes in it at all. He tried to erase his worries by thinking he only needed to be patient. Maybe it was a slow-growing seed. The days turned into weeks, and the weeks turned into months. Soon enough, the one-year deadline was due. The boy was beside himself, worried that he had nothing to show the emperor. At the emperor's palace, the boy felt even more embarrassed. Everyone else had beautiful trees and plants to show the emperor. He had nothing but an empty pot. The others who saw his pot pointed and laughed at him. The boy decided to stay at the back of the crowd to avoid unwanted attention. As the presentation to the emperor was coming to an end, the emperor saw the boy and called upon him to the front. "You will be the new emperor," he pulled out the proclamation and declared. Everyone was shocked. It turned out the emperor had given them boiled seed, which meant it would have been impossible to grow anything out of it. But it was only the boy who was honest about his so-called failure. The emperor rewarded the boy for being honest that the seed had not grown, and rewarded the boy by saying he would become the emperor. Now, the emperor is our best selves that live within us, and the boy is our ego self moving out into the world. The boy decided to be honest with the emperor, just as we all need to be honest with ourselves. We need to be honest that no one can truly hurt us except ourselves, whether it's in our thinking or our feelings. I want this month to be the month that you begin to practice self-honesty. If someone triggers your emotions, rather than blaming them for what you feel, go underneath and see what needs healing and love inside of you. In truth, no one can truly hurt you unless you allow them to. If you have beliefs that are keeping you in a small box and determining how much love you can allow into your life, acknowledge these negative beliefs and begin to change them to more positive, loving, supportive beliefs. If you feel like the world or people don't love you enough, or make you feel like you're not good enough, or make you feel that you don't matter, you must own the truth that those are feelings already inside of you, and that people are just bringing them forward for you to see. It's only through self-honesty that we get to the universal truth that we are all lovable, worthy of love, that we all are more than good enough in the expression of our loving hearts, and that we are all valuable, and that we matter to the universe, and that no human being can take that away from us unless we allow it. If you want self-love, you're going to have to learn to be self-honest with yourself. And it's only through self-honesty that you discover the grandness and the beauty of who you truly are, lovable, loving, and loved. I'm Joffrey McClung, and this is HealthyLife.net.
Self-love is one of the most important love relationships you can have. We are all searching for more love in our life, and it really starts with you. Now there's a guide and workbook that gives you life-changing and powerful insights to help you through an enlightening self-discovery process to self-love, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love by Joffrey McClung. Get it today. The Heart of the Matter, a workbook and guide to finding your way back to self-love on Amazon.com.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you want a master class on how loss can become your greatest teacher, then get the book How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live by Joffrey McClung. Following a period of loss through Joffrey's life, you'll discover how she overcame challenges to find the many gifts that helped her transcend to her authentic self. Get How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live at Amazon.com. Take Joffrey's lessons to help you overcome your grief and loss. How Learning to Say Goodbye Taught Me How to Live on Amazon.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
MySpiritualCommonSense.com is Joffrey McClung's website, where you can find a plethora of information to help you put some common sense into your spiritual conversations. Not only will you find out more about Joffrey, but you can read her blog and watch her one-minute weekly videos highlighting tips on how to stay conscious and keep growing. You can even get a free affirmations booklet if you join Joffrey's mailing list. So remember to visit MySpiritualCommonSense.com. That's MySpiritualCommonSense.com.
Eclectic Talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Thanks for joining me. I hope you got some inspiration, some information, and some spiritual homework that will move you forward. And please follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Also, check out my website at MySpiritualCommonSense.com. I have great blogs there, and you can read a little bit about my books on my website. I hope I've left you with some things that no longer serve you and picked up some things that celebrate you and who you are becoming. And remember, you are glorious, magnificent, and stunning in the universe's eyes, and have always been and will always be lovable, loving, and loved. Until next time, be the light the world needs and have love for all. This is Joffrey McClung for Spiritual Common Sense on HealthyLife.net. Have a joyful, loving, self-loving month.